Hi, I'm Josh James, and this is WUKY's Bookmarks. I'm here with Brenda Marksberry of Morris Bookshop, and this episode we are talking food, specifically Kentucky cooking and cookbooks. Welcome.
Thank you for having me, Josh.
So it's summer, great time to whip out some great local recipes. You've brought some suggestions along with you, and I have to say the first food mentioned in the title of the first recommendation just happens to be one of my favorite dishes that not everybody knows about, Shucky Beans. Give us the lowdown on your Ronnie Lundy pick.
Okay, Ronnie Lundy she was born in Corbin, Kentucky, and she says, the title of her book is Shuck Beans, Stack Cakes, and Honest Fried Chicken. And she calls it Honest Fried Chicken because Colonel Sanders' first restaurant was in Corbin. But she doesn't think he knows how to do fried chicken. She does it much better. And so what she has done is combined country music and Kentucky cooking in this cookbook. And it's an older cookbook that came out in 1990. But it's a wonderful cookbook. However, I also brought her newest cookbook, Sorghum Savor, and it's all recipes with sorghum included. And she's going to be at the bookstore on August 2nd at 2 p.m. To promote Sorghum Savor.
And you've also got a book called Smoke and Pickles, Recipes and Stories from a New Southern Kitchen. This is by a chef who might seem like an unlikely author for this. He was raised in Brooklyn by Korean immigrants, I think, but he eventually found himself down the road in Louisville, where he now owns a restaurant, I think. So talk about that pick.
He owns a restaurant called 610 Magnolia, and he also has a newer restaurant called Milkwood. And Smoke and Pickles is a wonderful cookbook that I've cooked out of. He combines, it's sort of a country-Korean fusion. So, he looks for local produce and meats and that kind of thing. But one thing I really love about this cookbook is his writing. I think he's probably as good a writer as he is a chef. He talks about, having a place in Brooklyn and the Clash would come in and Joe Strummer would hang out all night. So it's really a fun read as well as a good cookbook.
And cookbooks don't have to be just recipes, right? They can be some great writing in there, too.
I love reading cookbooks. And we are having a pen-to-plate dinner series at the Morris Bookshop. Dan Wu will be the chef for the July event, and he will be cooking from Smoke and Pickles.
Now, finally, what's last on the list? I think I see the name Maggie Green there.
Well, I brought Maggie's book because it is just a great cookbook. It takes you through the seasons, and it's very Kentucky-centric. So what produce is available in June, she will be cooking with. And the cookbook is a lovely thing. Cricket Press did the cover of it, and it's a University of Kentucky cookbook.
Do you have any favorites from any of these? Any particular dishes that stand out to you?
Well, Edward Lee has all these little bowls that he does. So I've done like this pork bowl with an egg on it. And, I like to cook a lot. So I'm always checking out new recipes.
Sounds tasty. Well, all those titles we mentioned are available at Morris Bookshop and will be listed at wky.org. Brenda Marksberry with Morris Bookshop. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, thanks for having me.